Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, of course, we'll tell you more about those features here coming up in a little bit. Big news today, and it's not good. That is the FCC voting in favor, as was predicted, of the new net neutrality guidelines. Now, I haven't dug too deep on this, but it's my understanding that basically they didn't go as far as the people who want net neutrality wanted them to go, but they went somewhere. And they have, we'll try to pull up some more details on exactly what they're doing. But essentially, they are prohibiting, as I understand it, they're prohibiting any of the companies out there, the internet access or internet service providers, the backbone people, the people that provide the internet service. They're prohibiting them from throttling bandwidth. They're prohibiting them.
No. They're prohibiting them from blocking, quote, legal content. What's legal content?
Well, whatever they decide it is.
Exactly. So that's what they're doing.
Well, the intention that they're selling, at least, what they're selling to people is that, well, this is going to make all websites equal. Because the big bad corporations are going to give preference to the websites that pay them versus the little mom and pop websites that aren't paying them. They're going to give more bandwidth to YouTube rather than to Free Talk Live or something like that.
Well, it's ridiculous. They're going to build a two-tiered internet, and you know, there is equality today with all websites. If you want a bigger website, you buy a more dedicated server. Because you're generating the traffic, because you're generating the interest, or you have people who are willing to donate their bandwidth and their traffic to you to mirror your site. That's WikiLeaks is a perfect example of this. And what they want to do is be able to control it and throttle it. And this is really more about using the FCC regulations to guarantee a new revenue stream for the service providers, because what they're going to do is go back and start being able to charge YouTube and Google Video and whoever else is doing a lot of bandwidth and implement the same tired old telephony model that they use, where you have to pay each other through all of these complicated traffic rates for
that the governments that determine, basically, those rates.
To some extent, yeah. It's the state PUCs. There's within the phone networks, they divide it up between inter and intrastate and local traffic. So you have these three categories. They all have different rates associated with them, and the rates are all different across the 50 states. So it's just made this huge mess. Then you also, when the ISPs were coming around and when dial-up internet was first getting going,
mm-hmm.
What carriers were doing is, because you would get paid for traffic that you terminated to somebody else, they would sign up. You would get paid for traffic that's coming into your network and terminating to you. So what the CLECs would do, which these are the competitive local exchange carriers, is what that stands for. These are the little guys who are starting up in the business, and the FCC supposedly made all these rules to help them get their foot in the door. This is what the Telecom Act of 1996 was all about.
This used to be your business, by the way. You used to do this.
Exactly, yeah. This is exactly what I did. So they figured out real quick, this is an easy way to game the system. So the CLECs would go out and they would sign up a lot of companies out there who would receive a lot of traffic. So things like call centers, ISPs, and so forth. And they would get millions of minutes coming into their network.
And they're getting paid by the minute, like a cent a minute or something like that?
It depends.
Half a cent or something?
Those three rates. But it could be like a hundredth of a penny if it's local.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, 2 or 3 cents, a tenth of a cent if it's interstate, and it could be as high as a tenth of a penny if it's intrastate.
But because the government mandated that whoever was delivering the call to the local provider would have to pay that local provider to take the call. Is that right?
Right. Well, whenever there's a traffic imbalance. So I mean, basically, what they were saying is if the networks are equal and you're sending and receiving as much traffic, then that's fine. But whoever's sending more traffic, the other carrier has to pay them because that terminating carrier has to beef up their network to handle your extra traffic, even though it's really it's going to their customers anyway. So what are they going to do? You know, say, oh, sorry, we're not going to let you get calls from Sprint. So then what the CLEX did is they went out and they started signing up all these ISPs and all of these phone centers that receive calls but don't ever place any.
Yeah.
And so they started getting multi-million dollar payments in, and that became their business model to really milk the incumbent, the big Verizon, AT&T, local providers out there. So then they passed this 3-to-1 law where they said, okay, you only pay this rate over... when on internet on the first three times the traffic imbalance. So if you're sending ISP dial-up traffic and it's 500% of the or more than half of the traffic, it's this massive amount. Only the first three times of the imbalance is what that goes at the first rate, and then there's another rate.
A lower rate.
It's very
complicated.
Exactly. That's all I'm pointing out with this, is they just keep creating and stacking all of these rules on. None of them really work. None of the carriers could figure this out on their own, and it all comes back to really...
Well, haven't they figured it out when it comes to wireless? I mean, to some extent, I mean, how involved is the FCC there with creating all these rules?
You have basically the same thing. In wireless, though, instead of the LATAs, which are these smaller, you can have several LATAs in a county. Sometimes it's the opposite of that. But in the wireless arena, they have what are called MTA, Metropolitan Transit Area, I believe, which can span several states. So these are much larger, but those are the lines that they cross. And, you know, the wireless carriers, of course, hand off some of their traffic to the long-distance carriers for transport, so then you have to apply the landline rules, and it's just...
It's a mess.
It's a big mess, and it takes companies coming in there hiring $300 an hour consultants like I used to be to go in and figure all this stuff out for them. So
good luck starting up if you're you want to get into communications business.
Millions of dollars just for lawyers just to get started because you have to go to the PUC and get all the regulatory approval correct. And it all comes back to just the fact that we have these local municipalities around the country only granting the authority for one or two providers, whether it's your utility, your phone, or your electric, and creating these local monopolies that have manifested into this larger need for the FCC. I mean, it's an unintended consequence of their own monopoly control over the streets.
And so you're saying this complicated system is going to likely kind of come out of what it is now called net neutrality. Like, this is the beginnings
of this. Yeah, this is exactly what I was doing before I left. We were doing the DPI-DPA, deep packet inspection and deep packet analysis, where basically the traffic is coming across the pipe. It's kind of like drinking from a fire hydrant. So you can break it up into the different protocols, and you've got web traffic, you've got FTP traffic, you've got... the different ports and things can be separated out so you can get smaller streams. And then within those streams, you can take samples and so forth and start doing deep packet analysis. I forget which is which, but it's been a while. But basically, you're then looking into the traffic and seeing what websites are they going to, what content are they looking at, and so on. And the idea was eventually to be able to start billing for this, to create the same percentages that we did for the voice traffic on the internet traffic, so that Bell South at the time was really, the one big one pushing on this, and they've, of course, merged into AT&T. So AT&T is really keen on being able to start going after Google and YouTube and all of these other companies out there and start charging them or put them on the slow internet where your videos take several minutes to load.
That would really suck. And I can understand why people would look at net neutrality as this possible solution to that, right? Because that's the specter that's being hung out there, is that, well, without the government stepping in and enforcing net neutrality, you've got AT&T and all these other companies going to charge these websites, which means those websites might have to start charging users, etc.
Right, but think about it. If you're YouTube, how many local phone companies are you going to be sending checks out to make sure those customers can get access to your site? It just becomes unmanageable.
Mind-boggling. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. It would seem to me that... Well, we'll come back and talk more about net neutrality in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there completely free, features including our news updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. News.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, or you can do Facebook or Twitter, whichever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. You need some collections work done? Quit doing it yourself. It's a pain. Turn it over to the people that know what they're doing, and we'll get it done while respecting your customers at the same time. You can go to SACL, C-A-I's website through our banner right there. It's their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. They are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL, C-A-I. All right, so we're going to come back to net neutrality. I've got a piece from Wired that kind of breaks down what actually went on today.
Okay.
But first, Jim is on the line in Illinois. And, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jim, hey, what's great on your mind tonight?
Hey, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, the son of Bernie Madoff committed suicide. I don't remember what the deal was with it, but obviously his father was the guy who was embezzling all of that money, or it was the Ponzi scheme, rather. And no sooner than that happened than conspiracy theories started coming out about it, with one person I recall seeing posting saying that it was indeed a professional hit. And I'm really getting frustrated with these conspiracy types, for the main reason being that a lot of them seem to be in the liberty movement. And a lot of times, well, I won't say a lot of times, but there are times when I talk to people about, you know, the liberty movement, and they go, oh, you're one of those, you know, truthers, or one of those chemtrails people, or one mm-hmm. of the so on and so forth. And I'm really getting tired of this. I mean, I don't disparage anybody for having whatever beliefs they want. I myself hold two conspiracy theories. But the difference here is that I believe that it is more important to get out there and tell people about liberty and make that the focus of what you're talking about. Get out there and talk about voluntarism. Get out there and talk about agorism. Get out there and talk about the non-aggression principle. We all know that government is evil. I mean, you could just look at C-SPAN any day and see what they're doing. There's no need to hide behind, you know, all of these Illuminati, Mason, whatever connections when everything's right on TV for show.
That's always been my viewpoint, and I can understand the appeal of a lot of the conspiracies out there. You know, the more you dig into them, the more fascinating they can become. But unfortunately, at the same time, you're also digging yourself down this rabbit hole into crazy land, where people are going to look at you as though, you know, you've lost your mind. And it's already difficult enough to convince people on the issues of liberty, just on the issues, without bringing
exactly
anything else into the picture. It's already enough of a challenge to communicate the ideas of liberty to people, let alone to try to bring them on board with some sort of, you know, half-cocked conspiracy about how it was actually the aliens that shot a death ray on 9/11 and wasn't that the airplanes were illusions and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's all kinds of stories out there and all kinds of purveyors of those stories. So I agree with you. I think it's a major distraction, and maybe some of it is true. You know, maybe instance, on the 9/11 thing, there's no doubt there are some real good questions. What about Building 7? That's one of those things that there's just no real good answer to.
And the same with the Pentagon. I just watched last night Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory, where he covered a lot of the evidence and put people in a flight simulator to try and get them to recreate the incident, and none of the pilots can do it. And a lot of the pilots are speaking out saying, hey, the claim is that this thing was going 130 knots over the design capacity for the aircraft. So,
and again, it's all very interesting, but then look back to JFK's assassination and all of the theories that surrounded that. Then just a few years ago, somebody came out on their deathbed basically saying, yeah, you know, I was part of this. It was the CIA,
yep.
And we offed the guy. I mean, as I recall, that's what happened. It didn't really make headlines. I mean, it certainly was reported.
See, that's where I would disagree, and I think, you know, it does make a difference, because if you go out and you do a poll and you ask people, do you believe the official story of the magic bullet and, you know, the JFK assassination, I think it's in the 90% now that don't believe what the government told them.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is happening for the 9/11 truth movement.
But
I guess what I would ask, though, is why would you be even asking that question in the first place if you're trying to reach people to a liberty perspective?
Well, you know, I think there are a lot of different paths to liberty, and the conspiracy theory is something that I've been studying in the last few years and sort of understanding more and more of. I think it's probably more effective at this point to talk to people about just the pure, you know, liberty aspect, the pure principles involved, take something real that doesn't involve the conspiracy ideas and so forth. But there is also a huge part of the population that this kind of stuff interests them. They want to know about it. They want to learn about it. And it also, you know, when you look at things like fluoride and what they're putting in the water and you learn the truth behind that, that can be a real eye-opener because it's something that personally impacts people, whereas a lot of the news stories and so forth that are about other folks and the government being corrupt and doing all of these things doesn't really have a local impact on anybody's life.
I think my whole thing is that, well, like I said, I understand that people have these things, and I'm not disparaging anybody for having, you know, certain beliefs. Like I said, I hold two conspiracy theories. One of them actually is one that I heard from Ian, and it sounded pretty reasonable, that a lot of the stuff leading people to conspiracy theories is actually planted by the government to divert attention.
Yes.
I think it's plausible. I mean, there's no evidence for that, but...
No, I have no evidence for that, or my other conspiracy theory that due to the fact of the BP oil spill last summer, that oil prices didn't dramatically increase. So it tells me either the oil spill was either not as big as they thought, or there's a heck of a lot more oil out there than they're telling us.
There's a heck of a lot more oil out there than they're telling people.
Well, it's also my understanding it wasn't as damaging to the environment as was being initially reported.
No, it's been very, very damaging to the environment.
I do hold those two conspiracy theories, but that's not my point. My point when talking to someone, I should say, I want people to understand and really learn the non-aggression principle. And once that falls, and you know, once you get that into somebody, and that's, I think the non-aggression principle is something that appeals to everybody, because I believe, well, more toward liberals maybe, because, you know, not initiating violence, that sounds pretty basic,
pretty understandable for a lot of people, and I definitely understand your frustration when, you know, you're saying you're coming across people when you're talking about the ideas of liberty, and they're pigeonholing you as a conspiracy theorist, and that is definitely a frustrating thing. But what can you do about that, right? I mean, we certainly can't stop people from indulging in these pastimes of theirs, which is essentially what this is. I mean, it's a hobby for folks to spend their time learning about conspiracies and watching DVDs and you know, encouraging other people to do the same things and to dig into the rabbit hole. So what can you do besides just simply say, well, no, that's not what I believe. I focus on this and this and this. You just have to change the conversation and shift in the direction that you want to, because we're certainly not going to be able to stop the conspiracy movement.
Nope.
So what else can you do?
Well, that's true.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe getting together with other like-minded individuals would help, too, and perhaps as part of the Free State Project. Maybe if you are not the only guy talking about liberty, it'll be more difficult to pigeonhole you as another one of the crazies. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $100. $29, free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. You can enjoy the features there on the site completely free. And those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go over and edit virtually anything that you see there. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. And you can, too. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, talking about, well, we're going to get back to net neutrality here in a little bit, but Jim had called in to talk about the conspiracy theorists out there and how their existence and their increasing popularity has made it difficult for him and his conversations that he's having with people about the ideas of liberty to have a conversation without having somebody bring up, well, so you're one of those people that believes that the 9/11 da-da-da-da-da-da, and bring up some conspiracy theory and essentially use the existence of conspiracy theorists to discount whatever it is he's saying, even though he may not be one of those conspiracy theorists, but just to use the fact that they exist and that some of them couch their terms in some conspiracy theorists are of a liberty mindset, but not all of them. In fact, I'm not sure what the crossover is. I'd be interested to see, I don't know if a study has ever been done on this, but I'd be curious to see a breakdown of the conspiracy movement. Like, how many of them actually believe in liberty versus how many of them just think that this government is evil and that they just need to put their government guys in to control things. And if they put their government guys in, then there will be no more conspiracies, and everything will just be peachy. I just wonder about that.
I would, just from what I, you know, my experience, I would say it's probably 70-80%, somewhere in there.
70-80% what?
Are people who don't necessarily get that government is immoral and unethical from the beginning, that they think, you know, there's probably wide ranges of solutions within there, but they're all, we got to get back to the Constitution.
Take control of the system.
We got to elect the right people, right. Take control of the system, whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree with you, because the conspiracy movement, at least from my experience of, and I've seen some of the videos, so I'm familiar with it. I've done some of the looking into some of the issues. The movement, the heads of the movement don't tend to approach things from a liberty perspective. They Correct. Tend to approach things from a, this is what's really going on, and here's what you can do, and spread some DVDs around and inform people, and then we'll elect the right people. They don't come at it from a principled perspective of government is doing, if you believe that government is doing these things, it's doing them, and there's nothing that you can do to stop it, because it's power, it attracts the corrupt, it attracts the corruptible.
Right, but I don't think that's a fair assessment of what the conspiracy movement or the people that are out there waking people up to the alternative truths that are out there. They're not just, you know, hand out DVDs and watch this movie. They're advocating that people go to city councils, do things to get fluoride out of the water, for example. Or they have been promoting, like, the not National Opt-Out Day, and different activists bringing stories of interest of severe government oppression, like the Baby Cheyenne story here. I mean, there are a number of things that they're doing that reach out beyond tell people about the conspiracy kind of thing.
All right, so one other thing I wanted to point out here, because you and I disagreed on something during the break, and I thought it was worth talking about. I had made a suggestion during the last segment that the oil spill wasn't as bad as it was being proclaimed in the mainstream media. You say it is that bad.
I would highly recommend that people go watch Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory show on the BP oil spill.
Do you really feel like that's in any way an unbiased source?
I do.
Not to say that anybody is really unbiased on this particular issue, but I mean, I've not seen a lot of the conspiracy theory show, but I saw one excerpt from the one about the Detroit airport or whatever. There's an airport with like this. One of the airports has this big mural, and they were making it out to be this satanic thing. It was really
Denver International Airport.
Yeah, it was really sensationalist.
Okay, so did you actually watch the entire episode?
No.
Okay, so you took a small fragment and made a judgment about the whole thing. That's what's so wrong with people, you know, I'll group you into a little group here, that they look at just the headlines or just one little piece of it and then make a judgment and assessment about the whole thing. He also interviewed people who are building these shelters, and they're saying that the suppliers for underground bunkers and fallout shelters and that sort of thing for the major parts and components that you need have been in short supply for a long time. And that the word is the government is the one buying them all up.
You're suggesting that there's some sort of underground bunker underneath the airport, right? Is that was part of that?
That's what
episode?
That theory shows.
I wasn't referring to that. I was talking about the part where they were talking about the murals. That
I understand
at the airport and how they're satanic. And
but you're taking one small piece of the show.
But that was
saying,
the only. That was the only.
This is crazy.
Right. Well, that was the
but
only.
But there was
part
a lot
was,
of evidence there to back up what he was saying.
That it was
and
a satanic mural.
No,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I wanted to focus on, was just that one issue. I didn't want to talk about the other parts of the episode.
Okay, so we only want to focus in on this one little piece, and let's ignore all the other factual evidence.
Yeah, because I didn't want to talk about the other. I didn't bring up the underground bunkers or whatever because I didn't watch that part. I didn't want to comment on that part. I wanted to comment on this. You know, you bring up the scary music and there's a satanic mural.
No,
it's just a mural.
I don't remember hearing the word satanic anywhere in there.
No.
I think that's you bringing that to the table to further skew the conspiracy theory in the light that you would prefer.
What I recall looking into that, because it's not just his show, there's also, you know, websites out there.
Oh, okay, so some kind of website thing on the internet calls it satanic, so now it's satanic.
Again, Sam, I don't have the information in front of me right now,
okay.
So I'm just doing it by recollection,
and so are
you. Well, I mean,
the picture shows a guy, some warrior with a sword, and he's partly skeletal, and there's little gremlins in the suitcases and so forth, and the Dove of Peace is in there. You can bring up the picture online. It paints a pretty kind of ominous picture.
Well, it's a mural, and there are a lot of different elements to it. And I just, my point being that there are a lot of, you know, the conspiracy crowd will reach and they will grab at the most obscure of things to justify their belief that, you know, the government is being run by a bunch of Satanists that that worship in the Illuminati and et cetera and so on. And you start talking about that crap, and people are going to brush you aside, and you look like a crazy. As a result of that. And if you look like a crazy, then people aren't going to take you seriously when you're talking about other things that are important, like stopping aggression and that sort of thing. So I totally understand. My only point of bringing that up was to, you know, reference how far some of these people will go to try to make a point.
But here's the problem with that. 10 years ago, people who were talking about fluoride in the water were the crazy people. 10 years ago, people who were talking about a lot of these things that have now come out in mainstream media are blatantly clear that, yes, this is going on, like chemtrails, like the caller brought up. That's admitted by the UN, by the U.S. government, that they're spraying barium salts and so forth into the atmosphere as a climate modification program. I mean, there's no conspiracy to it. It's admitted fact. But yet people still want to be out there and be in denial that chemtrail spraying is going on.
Well,
and yes, there are crazy people on the internet who take video of clouds or whatever and, oh, it's chemtrails, I can feel it,
just
it's killing me.
Crazy. I mean, it
sure,
is so
you're
crazy.
Gonna get that.
Yes.
But it doesn't change the fact that it's admitted and it's happening and it's real.
We've pointed out before when this annoying issue of the chemtrails comes up on this show, yes, there have been reports... official reports that there have been some tests. I'm not going to claim what it was, but there have been tests over in the UK, for instance, and maybe they're doing them in different parts in this country. But the people that subscribe to that theory are the nutters who will go out and point to every single contrail in the sky and start shouting about how it's the New World Order trying to poison us. And it's just
so
sensationalist.
See, there you go again. You're grouping millions of people into one category, calling them all nutters, and they all agree that every cloud in the sky is a chemtrail.
No, that's not what I'm not grouping them all into the same category. Those are the ones that call the show. Those are the ones that are speaking out. It's one thing to acknowledge that there's a news report or two or three about governments testing things. It's another thing to be shouting all over the place about how you believe you're being poisoned from the air.
To be fair, a lot of the calls you get about from the crazy chemtrail people and so forth think that they're actually calling the Alex Jones show, even though they're
just
sitting on
hold in the
for
dark
15
these people
or 30 minutes.
Cruise to Bermuda sound. How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so get over there and enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to, again, jump on board the app program. You can do it with any major credit card. You can do it via PayPal or some alternative options. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. And want to make sure that you know about the Totesack. You're going to have a chance to win a two-pack of these coming up later tonight. Totesack.us is where you can go to order yourself some. You're going to want to do that because you're going to love this thing. It's really great. Sam, did you pick up a couple of these last week?
I do. Totesack. I did. I haven't used them yet.
All right. So we'll wait on that. Wait to get your thoughts on that later. But I use them every time I go to the grocery store because it makes bringing the groceries back in from the car so easy. Go to Totesack.us. It is just a great little device, and it costs next to nothing, considering how useful it is. Plus, it doubles as a self-defense device. Totesack.us. Your chance to win a two-pack coming up again later on this evening. Let's go to the phones and the phone. Talk to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
God, I just really had wanted to call about something I'm pretty passionate about. Conspiracy theorists, the ones that are discredited are the ones that haven't done their research and stick only to the facts that they have found. I've been a very lonely person for many years, and finally the world has caught up, and it's very rewarding and very sad at the same time. One of my problems that I've had is I have done the research. I'm one of those guys that won't take a bet unless I know it's a sure thing. Told my wife and the school, whatever happens, do not let my son receive a flu shot. I have watched the percentages that the ones that were reported that I know of within 6 months of the initial swine flu shots there was a 3 to 4% flu rate after the shots. It increased within 2 weeks to 66% of the people that had had those shots.
That's right. Yeah, the people who got the H1N1 shot were more likely to get the flu. In Britain, they suspended the shots because of the seizures. They call them fits over there.
But the problem is they make the same dose available rather than looking at the body weight. And first of all, it's a gamble. They're basically gambling, which they don't tell you, because they're betting on the height, on the percentages that the most bodies, regardless of age, can handle the adaption or morph period from being injected with the disease to actually building up an immunity to fight it the second time.
I can understand people's concerns about that, and that's something that's really worth looking into, because you're talking about...
Well, I'm going to tell you, as a firsthand observer of my whole life, I've wanted a son. whole life.
Yeah, so you want to be really concerned about that as a parent. I mean, I know Mark likes to tell his story about how he got the sickest he's ever been in his life was after he got a flu shot.
I'm not going on any stories other than research and now my own personal encounter as of for the last 2 days.
Yeah, that's good. What I was saying, though, is that Mark, my co-host, said the sickest he's ever been.
I'm so full of angry frustration.
Okay. I understand. My point being that his personal experience, which, obviously that's a case study, personal experience was the sickest he's ever been. The two times he's gotten flu shots, he was sick both of those
times.
Clearly, it's not going to agree with everybody, and who knows what they're putting in there. And I agree, that's one of those things that people, it's worth looking critically at, because the government's saying one thing, and you don't want to just take their word for it. You want to do your own, get your own information.
Scientific theory is you form a hypothesis, so you gather data, and then either you prove or disprove it.
Yeah, but I think that's a different world from, whether or not the Illuminati is actually in control of Washington, D.C., or the Lizard Men.
I agree with you 100%, and this is I'm like Tom Brady betting on my skills right now. I guarantee you that you are wrong, that it is disassociated. It is all part of building credibility to the careless, pre-planned actions of a governmental body. Whatever title you
understand.
Want.
In a language I don't understand right now. What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to tell you is this. First of all, the man that was recently on was very well versed, very well prepared, and he kind of made you look a little bit bad only because...
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Sam, who's sitting in the studio here with me?
Yes, I'm just telling you another thing here. I've watched this boy. I love him with every ounce of my being.
What are you talking about? Your son now?
Yes, and I want to just tell you, if you can listen.
Is he all over the place, or is it just me?
You're a little confusing.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He loves his son, and that's, that makes sense. That part I understand. Be careful. Don't trust the government with what they tell you that you should put in your body. I mean, look at the food pyramid. They reversed the flipping thing. It used to go one way, and now it goes the other way, and they've changed all the stuff that they said for the longest time that you were supposed to eat.
And why is dairy even in there? I mean, there are islands where they don't have cows, but yet the people still manage to survive. How can this be one of the required things for proper nutrition?
Well, there's a lot of dairy people that lobby the government.
Exactly.
So it's very important to get that on there. That makes sense, right? If the government is saying you need to do this for your kids' own good, then it makes sense to check their claims and to research and to do all that. I get that. But the rest of the conspiracy world, I think, for the most part, is sensationalist and fear-based. And that's another important point that I didn't touch on at all in this hour. The original thought from Jim, who'd called in earlier, and I don't know who Matt was referring to, but Jim, we didn't have a challenging caller this hour.
I think he was talking about me, maybe.
Maybe. Jim called in because he's having a tough time communicating the ideas of liberty without people getting distracted by all the things they've heard about conspiracy theories. The other problem with the conspiracy world is it's very defeatist. It pervades a viewpoint that there's nothing you can do. The government's so big. The Illuminati, they're in control. Skull and bones. They're all members. They're all family members. You trace the bloodlines. John Kerry is related to George Bush, and they're all related. And maybe that's true. But, they could go, they just go into this world where you go down this rabbit hole of the conspiracy theory, and you don't, you don't get out because you begin to fall into that perspective that, oh my God, there's nothing I can do. I need to go build an underground bunker and then, you know, just stay here because we can't change anything because they have been in control for hundreds of years and they will continue to be in control. And they're poisoning us from the skies and they're poisoning us in the water. This whole, I don't know about that, Sam. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
But I think, again, you're making generalizations here. Some of the
aspartame.
Some of the people get into a state of despair. Some of the people, it's just too much for them, and they go nuts. Like, I think the caller we had on probably has a lot of information, and it's hard to, you cannot explain a conspiracy theory in a 5-minute call to a radio station.
But look at the proponents. I mean, you're one of the, you've kind of gotten into this, I think, to some extent more recently than others, but you're one of the only people that actually has a positive viewpoint about, you know, you've talked about how you think that there's, you know, Renaissance coming. And
yes,
that
but that's exactly where I want to go with this. You know, there are people who have gotten into despair, but in my case, it's actually led me to understand the spiritual evolution that we're in the process of.
But how many of their purveyors are talking about that kind of thing, whereas opposed to, they're sacrificing children in the woods to an owl, you know?
Well, how many people are talking about what's wrong with government versus liberty like we do on this show? I mean, you could make same comparison. Oh, look at
all
these people talking negatively about government.
All I'm saying is the movement is negative. The movement as a whole is very negative.
It's a reflection of society.
Okay. You could say it's a reflection of society, or you could say, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? I mean, which comes first? Is society being reflected by it, or are you creating it to some extent by that reflection? Is the news media, creating the popular culture, or is popular culture creating the news media? I mean, which one comes first?
Well, I don't think it's a question of which one comes first. They're all co-creating and contributing.
Right, and I'm making the observation that overall it's a very negative movement. I think that's damaging. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Ian and Sam.
Hey, Matt. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, about the whole conspiracy thing and equating it with people who are crazy. I had an experience that I kind of want to relate to it. I think that the conspiracy theories of whether they're true or not is a matter of education and kind of trying to educate people.
But I agree.
To explain as to this idea of being crazy, there's a gentleman I play golf with.
I'll tell you what, Matt, hold that thought. We'll let you continue the story here in a moment. Hour 2's next. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.